Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hachanuva.
Hey, peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm not scared no more. The storm is over. I don't do thunder and lightning.
You got hit with that shit too, huh?
Yes. I don't do the thunder and lightning thing on top of power going out. Internet going out, like, is, yeah, I don't like that, you know,
yeah.
And so,
well, yeah, these storms are getting worse, and then you got the tornado warnings in the middle of the goddamn night. This is evidence that global warming is a thing. I don't recall Philly ever getting hit with a tornado until, like, the last 4 or 5 years, you know.
So yeah,
I got mine around midnight. I'm sitting here with several phones, and they're all going off at one time and scared the living hell out of me and telling me, hey, you got to 1:17 a.m., you got a tornado warning. And then when that was done, I got back to sleep, and then they said, hey, flash flood warning.
Right. But
I know y'all catching it harder in Jersey.
Yeah. And especially at where I'm at, we got it worse than where my mom is. But I'm telling you, before I even got the warning, I'm like, okay, like that wind is hard. It's like it felt like it was gonna break my windows. So
yeah, man, you know, it's just starting. So batten down the hatches. So.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of rain anyway. We've been getting rain, like, every day. I think it only skipped, like, a day or two in the past, like, week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you know, hopefully this weather switch up and we can get back to business. So what's going on? What are we up to today?
Okay, we are going to be discussing the various difference between mono and poly. It's going to be an opportunity to analyze both lifestyles while learning something new about them. Questions and comments are always welcome. You can call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad, or you can interact with us on our social media pages.
Right. Well, so what's your take on monogamous relationships at this day and time, Queen? Are you seeing some successful ones and or some goddamn train wrecks?
I'm
train wrecks.
Monogamy? Mm-hmm. Some people aren't meant to be with one person. Just be honest. That's the problem where everything gets so chaotic and fuzzy.
Mm-hmm.
If people are trying to be with people from different lifestyles, that is not for them. You know? If you are the type of person that wants to be with one person and one person only, then you should find someone that wants to truly be with one person. If you are that type of person that don't want to be with one person or whatever, then, you know, find someone that's into the poly, you know. That's where a lot of things get mixed up and people's kind of confused, you know, just like the lifestyle. People like, oh, we're swingers, and I just mean like, oh, I'm about to go slut out. That's not what it is. It's different levels to it, you know. It's a difference between being in lifestyle and being a hoe. It's a difference, you know. And so I think that's where everything becomes just so chaotic, because people aren't really honest about what they want and what their expectations are, you know.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that that's pretty much my take on it, too. It's society has changed a lot. People have a more open mind than they used to have 10, 20 years ago. And let's be honest, some of you have been in relationships with people who have multiple partners anyway. Time to try to get this shit straight. The purpose of this show tonight is to make sure people have a clear understanding of what poly is, how it works, and the dynamics, and because sometimes we think we know what it is until we get in it, and then we find out that, oh shit, I was way wrong. So it's time to set the record straight on some things, and we want to draw some contrast between monogamous relationships and poly relationships. Yeah, I agree with your assessment. It's harder these days to function, operate, and nourish a monogamous relationship because of so many different issues. You got relationships distractions. You got personal issues. You got financial issues. You got people who can't keep their partner parts in their pants. Then you know, the distrust, the disloyalty. All of that plays a stress point in a monogamous relationship, but it also, those things happen in a poly situation. And it's important that people understand that poly is not a free ticket to have a fuck fest. That's right. Not what poly is. And people need to understand that. Poly is a relationship. It's many relationships all formed into one, like fucking Voltron. And we want people to go into it, if that's your choice, with a clear understanding of what you're dealing with. okay, here is our first question, comment. This one is from Shauna. Shauna says this is her second time listening, and she would like for us to break down the explanation of polyamorous, polygamous, polygynous, and polyandrous.
Oh, God.
you want to start with polyamorous, which is the most popular one.
Give me a second. I'm getting a glitch.
You okay?
Go ahead, Hakim. I'm getting it. Go ahead. I said, go ahead, Hakim.
Okay.
I'm getting a glitch. My system freezes.
Gotcha. Polyamorous is the idea of many, many lovers, many, many people in your relationship, many different mates. How it's set up, how it works out, that's clearly up to y'all. How you govern the dynamics, what's the rules, regulations, how do we go about cohabitation, who's going to cover what bill, I mean, everything. The same kind of stuff that you would go through in a monogamous relationship, how the household breakdown and the social structure of the house, that still applies in a polyamorous relationship. That just overall means you're in a relationship with multiple people, or you're apart of situation with multiple people. You're in a committed situation. Polygamous means many spouses. So polygamous is a term that gets thrown around a lot. It is unisex. So when you get the M, polygamous, that means many spouses, right? He has many wives, she has many husbands. But when you are talking about polygynous, and as a Nancy, you're talking about many wives. So usually polygamous gets thrown on a woman who got multiple husbands, right? That's the most common tongue for it. But brothers like Islamic brothers, the people who are Muslim, the brothers with the multiple wives, he has got the N, polygynous. So that's why you hear that so often when it comes to religious communities, because it's usually the man who gets the enjoyment of multiple wives. And polyandrous is also, that is clearly for the woman. She has many husbands. So if she's in a, if she goes through some form of ceremony where she can have many men who are considered her husband, she's winning. So those are the breakdowns for those. Thanks, Shauna. We hope you continue to listen. You know, come back for more poly talk. Where is your personal opinion? I'm going to pick the queen's brain for a sec. What's your personal opinion about poly? How do you feel about it?
I mean, to each his own. It's not for me. I'm too alpha. I'm too controlling. I'm too selfish. It's not for me. What's mine is mine. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, that people can't dabble and have fun every now and then. But I will have to be the common person. I'm the alpha. I'm the one that's in control. I'm one of those people like, oh, he's mine and she's mine. You know what I'm saying? It's not no, we all don't belong to each other. You guys belong to me. I'm that type. Sorry.
Yeah, the alpha dynamic. Yeah, that's kind of me.
Okay.
That's kind of me. Yeah, the center of the world revolves around my ass. So, yeah, I'm being honest. You're being honest about it. So, okay. Would you be personally opposed to having two men or two husbands?
Oh wow, that's two headaches.
Yeah,
I'm good. I'm good on that.
Well,
you know what? That's two headaches. Well, people try to realize is when they look at it from you're having two mates. They're looking at it from a sexual standpoint. They're not understanding that you have two sets of emotions to deal with, two sets of needs, two sets of wants, whether it's, you know, jealousy might play a part in it. You have to be able to make sure both of those people are equally happy and equally taken care of. And a lot of people don't look at it from that point of view. They look at the fun part, you know. What if they both have a bad day on the same day? You know, it's a lot that go along with that. It's not all about the fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the bad times, it's the distress, the struggle. You know, you're building with two people. It's not it's not an easy road. Hell, a relationship one person, it's not just straight, narrow, and smooth. So now you're learning two people. You know, it's
One of the things, I'm glad you brought that up, because someone, I was going to save this for our Q&A, but I might as well read it now. Tanya is asking, would it make more sense to have relationships established and then merge into a poly, or should everyone grow together and learn each other in the ways of a poly? Which one would you prefer?
Oh, wow. trying to figure two people out at the same time, trying to learn and you see, you know what it is? I think it all depends on the individuals, because sometimes when you have, you know, a couple that has that foundation already, and they already had this conversation, they discussed it, they know what they want, and now they're seeking the third. That for some people that's easier, but when you have three people coming in at the same time trying to figure it out, and there's no foundation already built, that's going to be more work. Because you're not only learning each other, but whether you're able to be in that type of relationship, you're learning yourself. And then you're going to go through this period where everyone is going to be clashing. It's going to be some emotions. Some of y'all wants and needs might not mesh well with each other. So if I was going to do it, I would want to have a foundation with that, with one person already. And then after we sit and discuss exactly what we want, what's our expectations from that third party, and already how that person is going to be added, and, you know, what duties are going to be taken away from one of us and put on the other person, or whatever the case may be, that will work better for me. Because for me, it's all about having some type of foundation already there, having some, you know, and that's another thing, like with like lifestyles and stuff. Some people not built for it. You can't be insecure and then be bringing in a third person, whether it's to be in a relationship or if it's even just for fun. It has to be a certain level of trust, respect, you know, honesty. It's a whole lot of things that have to already be put in place in that bond with those two people before you bring in a third. That's how people find out that their foundation is not as strong as they thought it was.
Yeah, man. I'm not going to say that it can't be done, but it does put a lot of stress when you're trying to, it's a lot of stress on the relationship when you're trying to, everyone's trying to figure everybody out at one time. Everybody's trying to gel at one time. So it gets a little weird when the little character flaws irks one but not the other. You know what I mean? So I recommend what most people do is when you are already in an open-minded relationship, meaning that a guy and a girl, they're in a relationship already, they're together, and they want to expand in their little group, their little family, into a poly situation, that's when you have to discover, analyze, and approve. Right. Discover, analyze, approve. Why do I say that? Because what type of dynamic is this poly going to be? Is this going to be a situation where the couple are both going to date this guy or girl? Right? And is it going to be a group relationship? Because believe it or not, don't let social media and TV fool you, there are guys who have two women in their lives, and they know about each other, they're understanding, there's a full agreement, but they don't touch each other, right? They don't even see each other unless it's in passing. So that's called a V-shape, you know. So, but when you are dealing with a triad, poly situation where all three are out going on dates and you're all in the same crib, or y'all just, you know, just around each other, you know, and y'all all doing things together, from sex to dinner, you know what I mean? That usually works out a lot better when you bring in someone, so that way you can set the ground rules. The couple can learn this new guy together. And you can analyze the dynamic, and you're paying attention and you're catching things. And then you have to approve the social structure of the relationship. You know, what days of the week are you going to come over? Hey, we have kids. We have to be careful how we deal with this with our kids. So we only want you to come over on a certain day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's so much that goes into that. Especially, I know a lot of single moms who are considering poly. They're interested in poly. Or they at least want to know more about it. You got to remember, you have children. You have to explain this shit to why Mr. Dan and Mr. Tom keep running in and out of your goddamn house.
Right.
You know, sometimes you're in there together. And y'all three of y'all go, you know, do-do-do-do-do, going into the room. You sit there with your son playing video games going, what the hell? So that's why it's important to roll it out and do it right. But to her question, yeah, man, it's a whole lot easier if a couple goes into bringing someone in versus three people. Now, think about that for a second. How does three people all just converge and say, hey, let's be poly?
Right.
Unless by some random act you're all on Tinder or Reddit, or you find each other in some poly group on Facebook, and you're vibing off each other, so you create a little chat group, and the three of you are in the inbox talking to each other, and y'all just say, fuck it, let's try it. That's possible, but highly unlikely. You can date multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the purpose of dating. I'm trying to get to know this motherfucker. Or I'm just dating because I'm bored. Or, hey, I'm trying to be entertained. So whatever your purpose is, usually either leads to something or you're trying to kill time. But in the interest of poly, you're trying to goddamn, okay, I got to learn you and her? Shit. No. One of you eat pork and the other one don't. No. One of you is a vegan and the other one eat beef. No. You know what I mean? So it's like you want to, I recommend one step at a time. You date a guy, you get to know the guy, you falling for each other, you both are in an open-minded situation where you are looking for the third piece to the puzzle. One of the shows, shout out to Nazia, we wanted to do a show based on a series called Secret Sister Wives. Where's this dude? It's always a guy. It's a show that's based on various men who have a wife and they want to add on to create a poly situation. And it don't work out all the time. You can imagine the fuckery. But in hindsight, that's usually the best way to go about doing it. You know, it doesn't make sense to say, hey, I'm going to have poly with both of you guys, and you're still learning both of you guys. One at a time, then you introduce the next one, and then you make sure everybody gels. It works out better that way. Now, by the way, okay, Lady Rangers in the boxing, be clear. You're not talking about we can't date both of them. Yes, you can date both of them. But you always want to have a clear picture in your mind on how you want the next step to be taken.
Yeah, so people have to be honest and have those conversations. Don't be just dating two different people and then decide you're about to trick them all into when you know that's what your motive was from the get-go. You know? And screen people. Make sure they are really, really into that lifestyle or interested in that lifestyle. Because some people get themselves in situations just to please the other party and wonder why something that's supposed to have been fun and carefree is just so chaotic, stressful, and toxic.
Well, okay, Lady Renz's inbox. Doesn't those same kind of rules apply in a monogamous relationship? Yeah. You would think you're a single woman and you have multiple interests. There's nothing wrong with that. You're not committed to anybody. That pussy's name ain't written on, nobody's name is on that pussy. Okay? So you have the freedom to do whatever you want to do. But when it's time to get serious, it's about that choice and how you make that choice. If you're a single woman and you know your rotation, you know who you talk to every day. You know who's giving you that good morning. You know who's giving you that, hey, what's up with them yams. You know who's giving you that, you need anything, I'll drop something off to you. Did you eat lunch? What you want, I'll bring it to you. Every woman has their structure of texts and calls throughout the day, right? Same way us guys do. We always got somebody for something. But when you're saying to yourself, okay, I need to start looking at my dating options and my dating choices and who is going to be that dude, you look at the people, you go through your contacts list, hey, I ain't meet them yet. So what's your next step? You start dating just for fun. Remember what I said earlier. You're either going to date because you're looking, you want something serious. You're either dating because you're bored or you're dating for fun. So that's when you start making those kind of choices and you're going through. And you may have three dudes that you're really close to and you're dating or you're hanging out with them, whatever you're doing with them. At some point, you're going to make that choice. That's the difference between, you know, being monogamous and being poly. Because when you're poly and you're dating all three, shit, you, at some point, you're going to say, hey, listen, I'm into multiple relationships. I'm into the poly life, and I want you to be a part of it. Are you down? What you think about that? So you see the difference?
Yeah,
it's always about the choices. It's always about the choices. Okay, I got another question here. Troy from D.C. Okay, first time. He said, me and my wife are new to poly, and I was wondering what kind of precautions do people in an open poly relationship take to prevent STDs, especially relating to oral sex? Wow, that's a heavy one. What you think, Quinn? Let's see what you got. Help these people not get the throat clap.
Well, first of all, testing is important. I mean, that's the number one thing, testing.
Mm-mm-mm. That's a trick question.
You don't think that's your question?
He says, in a open poly relationship.
And
you notice he put an emphasis on oral.
Oh.
And we're going to get into that after. Now let's see what the, take that on. Tell me what you think.
See, I don't put my mouth for everybody. I don't think people should put their mouth for any and everybody. Let's just get that. Let me just throw that out there. Yes, it's a part of sex, but see, that's a hard one I say be selective. That's what I say. But you also got to just know who you're dealing with and hoping that that person care about themselves and their health as well, too. I was about to say dental dam.
Mm-hmm.
That's so damn old.
Well, this is a tough one. And I've seen how fucked up this gets. You know, I'm talking about, hey, man, can you come over here? She's throwing bottles at me. You know, she just slashed my tires. The woman you were with 11 years, what the hell did you do to deserve her to grab a 40 bottle out of the trash and throw it at your ass? Open poly gets a little weird because it's still the relationship rules are still the same. The part where it varies is you have freedom to go and create new relationships outside of the poly dynamic. So think about an open relationship and a poly relationship, and you merge them all into one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when something called, we hear it when it comes to certain things, don't ask, don't tell, that policy is involved. The opposite of don't ask, don't tell is tell me, but I don't need to meet this bitch. You see what I'm saying? So imagine you have two men. One of the men, it's a straight up, hey, me and you, nobody else. Your second guy, who's probably an alpha, has you. He knows about your other guy, but he also has the freedom to navigate through other relationships. All you need to know is her name and that she exists. That's about as much as you get. Or it's don't ask me shit, and I don't got to tell. As long as I'm fulfilling my obligations in a poly with you guys, that's fine. But we have an agreement that I'm allowed to go do what the fuck I want to do. So that's why he's asking, because think about it. He's asking about the related to oral sex, because when you're in an open poly relationship, you're sitting down and you're meeting someone and you're trying to bring them in for a little fun, and they're going through the whole conversation. Move on. Because they got something dangling from the they got something spicy dangling from the back of their throat. Because people wear condoms when they fuck, right? You wear condoms when you fuck. But when you're going to these open poly events and there's glory holes and there's freak sessions, oral sex is almost like that. I've seen people go to events and get oral but not even fuck.
That's
how many people
scary
you know putting on a good, let's be honest. How many men you know are gonna put on a condom to get some heat? How many women are going to say, hold on 1 second, let me grab the dental dam before you eat my cooch? this motherfucker got all kinds of trichinosis, bacterias, and goddamn, STIs, STDs, VDs, all that good shit. He's just all on you. And here you go back home to your partner after a great night, and then 3 days later, he pisses goddamn tiger blood. So, I don't know. How do you wear your condom?
That's one of the reasons why I cannot do open. I can't do open poly because it's too much like Russian roulette. It's too much like you want to hope that the person that you're sleeping with is smart enough to, you know, to pick someone to sleep with where everybody is being responsible with it. But that's not the reality of it. Because you got some people, when they hear open, they just in for the race, getting their count up. They just looking at it like, oh, well, it's open. I can do what I want. And it's that type of mentality where is that's what gets so slippery at. Because when they sleep with two or three women, who's saying how many people that those two or three women are sleeping with? So it's just like, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to jail. I got children.
Yeah. Here comes Kat. Clean that up. Make sure you lay it out right. Okay. All right. So just so we understand, the open poly dynamic, it has some convergences, meaning, like I said, you could be in a relationship with person A and person B. Person A is all about you, don't give a fuck about nothing else. And he understands that there's a person B and y'all operate and everybody respects each other. Person B has an open poly situation with you and the person A. So this person now can go and date. He can bang the girl with no edges at his job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all he has to do, that's the part she wants me to clean up. He got two options. It's based off of y'all dynamic. Don't ask, don't tell. That's one side of it. The other side of it is, hey, the girl with no edges at my job, yeah, I bent over last week. That's all you need to know. Okie dokie, we good. You know, that's all. That's as far as it goes with that situation. Now, here's the thing. If he is feeling her, he is allowed to come to you and dude A and say, look, I have an interest. I want to induct this person into the crowd. So now y'all got to go through that whole process of the filling out. Do we agree with this shit? Do we want to keep it the way it is? That's the deliberation. That's the part Kat wants me to clean up. And it's also both things also has a term called ethical non-monogamy. So, and that in itself is ironic, but it's ethical as long as you are making someone aware, or if you don't have to make them aware, you've got to have that agreement in place. So that's the important part, and I'm glad you told me to double down on that, because a lot of people don't get that. Crystal from West Philly. Crystal's asking. Don't work without a clear understanding and what we call in the legal contract world a meeting of the minds.
Meeting of the minds.
I cannot just lay some shit on the table and walk away and assume you understood it, and you assume you agree to it until you do what? Sign. Until you gave an affirmation that you understand and you're with it. So, Crystal's asking, I've tried poly, it sucked. I've tried monogamy, and it sucked. What am I to do, and how the hell do you manage the jealousy?
And how do you manage what?
The jealousy.
Oh, see, that's the thing is, if no matter what type of relationship someone is in, if they're a jealous person, it won't work. Jealousy, trust plays a part in jealousy, insecurity. So until that person find out what's the root of their jealousy, then they need to be single, because it doesn't matter whether they were one person or two people, or if they have a quad or whatever they have going on, that jealousy is going to peek its head. Until they find out what's the root of that jealousy and get that figured out, so it won't become an issue. Y'all pray for me.
Jealousy has no place in any relationship, and I get it. I understand that jealousy is a natural emotion that we all go through. I have never been jealous a day in my life. No, that's not true. I have. But I wasn't in a relationship with the person. I just really had a strong liking for the person, and I wanted the person, but I saw the attention, and I wasn't getting it. So you're getting your feelings, but it comes and it goes. You know what I mean? So it don't stay long, but if I'm in a relationship and I got to get jealous, I don't need to be in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 times out of 10, it ain't the person, it's me. I'm doing something wrong. What the hell am I doing in a poly or a mono, and I'm getting jealous?
Right.
That's a weakness. You know, that's something that you got to correct within yourself. And it's something that don't exist in a successful, healthy, nourishing and enriching. You know, your poly situation, it's not just about the relationships. It is wealth building. You know, we don't touch on that enough. I've seen people who were dirt poor come together, all together poor. One came up at a time, and then they start putting their shit together, pulling their resources, and grind. You know, it's grind.
Mm-hmm.
And just imagine if all the monies was going in one pot. Now you can set them plans and them goals for everybody as a family to move together. And that's the key point. It's about moving like it's a family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Nazia. Thank you for the love. She says it's not jealousy. It's what you do with the jealousy. Correct.
Oh, that too.
You can let it fester. Yeah. You know, you can let it. She's right. Jealousy is natural human emotion, just as happiness and joy. There you have it. You know, but when it comes to poly, you're supposed to have – remember, here's the part that's missing in this equation. You done went through the stages, the dating, the courtship, the communications. So there's an established level of trust for before the probably gavel was even banged. You know what I mean? Are you, because mm-hmm. think about it like this. Are you going to be getting jealous after you made this man your boyfriend?
You're not supposed to, but I mean, if you got an issue already, it's not going to change just because y'all like, boom. It's like, that's just like when people be like, oh, I'm going to be the perfect husband or the perfect wife or, oh, we ain't married yet. Okay, but you have to be doing what you're supposed to be doing.
But no, but remember, remember, once you agreed to be together, you then did everything right, right? You done went through the dating. You got to know the person. This person's like your best friend.
In the perfect world,
boom.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's the problem. And I think we then got so sideways with the way we develop our relationships. That's not perfect. That's normal. We just wrong. I have never in my lifetime gotten into a relationship and I ever got jealous. I didn't give a shit who was whistling, and I've dated women who were models, ass cheeks clapping on the internet. Never got jealousy. Because I done worked all that out. I was getting jealous when I was dating them. I was getting jealous when I was getting to know them. We only get jealous because we're afraid of something that our position is being affected or our position is in jeopardy.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? After you done went through the date and the courtship, what the hell are you getting jealous for? That's why I said in my statement, it's a problem with me. So I have to be the one to correct that. I have no right being in a position of poly if I'm still doing that jealousy shit. I don't have a right to be in a goddamn mono relationship if I'm still doing jealousy, especially if we didn't date it and we're close and we know each other. Mm-hmm. We got to get back on track with how we govern ourselves in our relationships. Yeah, all right. What's the next one? I had so many of these damn things. I'm trying to save the real dirty, filthy ones for a Q&A. Trying to keep it on a – this is a semi, hey, if you didn't know, now you know type vibe.
Good luck with that.
Okay, so – yeah. All right, so – trying to figure out how to ask this without being sexual. From your perspective, and what advice would you give someone who is having struggles sexually with pleasing of one or both parties?
Well, okay. And I'm glad this came up because I say this all the time. First of all, they should have been focusing on making sure that one person was pleased and satisfied before they go moving to the next act and somebody else on there. Because you're supposed to learn your mate's body. You're supposed to explore it. You're supposed to try to figure out what makes them tick. Let them figure out what makes you tick, what gets you aroused, what gets you off, and everything. They have no business bringing in a second person if they can't even do what they're supposed to do, the first person. That's why women be so random, you talk about having a threesome and not even equipped to deal with the twosome. Sex... it's mental. They could be overwhelmed. I don't say when he say satisfied, I don't know if he mean like he can't get up or he just can't get the job done. Because that's when you have to bring other things. You have to bring toys, props, run through other skills.
I like how you just assumed that it was a damn man, but you're right. A man asks, but this is a long, goddamn three paragraphs, and it's a lot of, you know, it's just, goddamn. So I'm just trying to sum it up and keep it short so we can go into the next piece.
Of course I would know. I'm a sexpert. But, yeah, I mean, that's when other things have to be put in place. You have to, I mean, figure other ways to make it happen. Good. Let them focus more on each other. Bring some props, some toys, some games. Like, spice it up. Because it's more than one way to get the job done. More than one tool you can use.
Well, yeah. And that, because this person here, they want to remain nameless, but they're in a poly situation. He has two, he has a wife and a girlfriend, and they all live in the house. The girlfriend loves the ding. The wife is getting bored with it, and he wants some recommendations. Yeah, in a nutshell.
Okay. Well, you know,
it's a hell of a minute.
Right, get you some role play, you know, spice it up, add some things to it. Maybe she needs something different. I mean, you got your woman at it, because if you commit that you're not doing something, you can't get her there. You know, I don't know who introduced the third, was it your idea, was it both you guys' idea, was it her idea, whatever. But.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she need a little something different.
Now we're dabbling into one, corrective action. You have to have a conversation with her about what is it that you're not getting. I mean, how can I? What part are you not agreeing with, or is not satisfying to you, or is it? Because sometimes it ain't that. It's I hear women all the time saying it's great for 20 minutes. It's all I'm getting is 20 minutes. If I can get 2 hours of it, I'll be in fucking cloud nine. So it could be it's not enough of, or it's just, you know what, this has been the same time because this is the wife now. You know, so that means she was there first. In most situations. So she's probably just tired. You're giving her that same stroke with the one leg up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but the girlfriend who came in last, she's enjoying that shit. And you got to know that you got to be able, when you're the man and you're the man, you're usually the alpha and you got two women. You have to treat each one separately. How many times on this show we talk, Queen, about stop giving multiple chicks the same dick?
All right.
That same old stroke.
For one, may not work for the other.
Yeah. So, you know, you can't take one to Pound Town and think it's going to work for the other one. You know, so you have to stop and remember what is it about your wife that enjoyed you in the beginning. And you have to have a conversation. Just communicate. Find out what the fuck is wrong. And that, I can't give you recommendations if I don't know the whole story, because I'm going to go sideways with that shit. I'm going to put you in some BDSM shit, and I don't know if it's that she's just tired of that same old dick. She might want a different dick. Yeah, I'm just saying. It happens.
It does.
Yeah, and we don't know. He didn't mention if those two are sexually active. It could be. He's going from one room to the next. That happens too. Poly doesn't mean that everybody's rolling around in a goddamn bed together at the same damn time. It's usually funner that way. That's the way I kind of prefer it. But anyway. All right. And the next one is Troy again. He wrote me twice. Okay. Troy said, I heard some white guy at my job who's in poly mention something about his meta, but he wouldn't tell me what it was. He was laughing at me and said I was a newbie. Please tell us what the hell is a meta.
What is a what?
A meta. M-E-T-A, meta. Your meta is, remember we were talking about the open situation, right? Let's say you have, again, Queen Vi has man A and man B. Man B has a person that he's romantically involved with, or he fucked the shit out from time to time. And you are aware of this person that is the meta. So somebody who's fucking or being in a relationship or romantically involved with somebody that you fucking with. So some of y'all out here, mono or poly, got messes. And you know it. Your ass know it. So, you know, I have been a messer. I think messes are some of the – they're winning. They're winning. You know, if and messes have a position in open relationships. Messes have positions in poly. They have positions. Bottom line is, you know, when you go visit somebody's wife and he's going on a business trip, you know, he knows you're coming. Happy messer, right? So. Yeah, it happens. Have you heard of the LGBT people in poly relationships? Have you encountered any of them? Because I got several questions about, is it true that they have happier, more successful relationships?
Listen. It really doesn't matter whether what their sexuality is. You're going to get the same problems. Just like when, you know, two females in a relationship, it's going to be some problems. It might be some different problems, you know. You know, they might have issues for different reasons, but this is a case by case. Just because they're in the LGBTQ community does not mean that they poly just like on point. Everybody listens. Nobody's breaking the rule. You know, everybody is just one big old happy family. That is not always the case. You still have, you know, people and their emotions. You still have, you know, the same, you know, the same issues or the same misunderstandings, because people get into this not completely understanding what it is and what the roles are. You have the same. Both ways. I mean, some people who may have experienced, you know, both in the poly world, whether it was done with two men or that lady had two women, the experience might be, you know, more funner sexually, but the whole the basis of it is it's all going to be the same depending on the people involved.
Yeah. In my personal experience, I can agree with that. It's what the writer says. Cause I got at least four or five different people who are or kind of signifying it or saying it that are all lesbian poly or all gay poly. Or you got switches and you got bi people. And basically, the LGBT community are doing mixing and matching. In my experience, I've seen them things be beautiful. You know, like a fucking Hallmark moment type beautiful. And there's there's a social dynamic to it. We got to remember the LGBT community is they have their own social networking inside of social networking. So it's easier for people to keep track of the movements and everybody knows everybody in some of these little clusters of communications. And like the queen said, it can be good for anybody. It's all about who you are and who you're dealing with. But to answer all those questions from what I've seen and the people I've known, the ladies I was in the poly with, and I'm no longer a part of, they're in a poly with another. So it's like a free chick gangbang going on in there. They're having fun. They're loving each other. And I'm happy. They're happier with her than they was with my black ass. I ain't sorry about that. That's just a fact of reality. So it's usually when you start breaking down the social structure and you start pinpointing the groups in that structure, things work out a little bit because they have a common cause and they have a common enemy. People usually come together and work harder together when they know that they're going to get looked at weirder. So they do that thing called circle the wagons. So a group of lesbians all out to dinner, four women, and they're completely in love with each other, are going to protect each other, listen to each other, and trust each other because they know the whole world is looking at them like, look at these motherfuckers here, these weirdos. When you got that kind of heat on you, you tend to bond a little bit better. You know, a dude walking down the street with four chicks, he's a pimp, right? That's what society say. Look at that motherfucker. He's horny.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit different. It's a whole social, it's political. And I kind of agree with what that person was saying. Last question before we roll out of here is, why do people confuse group sex, open relationships with poly?
Because all they're looking at it is from a sex standpoint. That's why. Because when they think poly, that's all they think about is, oh, how many sexual partners I can have. You go to the orgy, what are you thinking about? Oh, how many people I'm about to have sex with, you know? And that's why they get them all confused, because they're not, to them, to their eyes, it's all sexual.
Mm-hmm.
They're not looking at anything else that goes along with it. And that's probably why they handle their regular relationships. No substance, just sex.
Mm-hmm.
No foundation,
yeah.
No building, no trying to get to know, no following the steps, is boom, sex.
Yeah. You're exactly right. And usually the people who confuse and conflate those things are usually mono people. Stay in your lane because you already came to the game all fucked up. Poly is about love. And I'll just close, you know, I'll never forget the old head that schooled me. He said, you know, the difference between monogamy is you're going to tell that woman you go home to every night, and she's going to tell you that you're my sun, moon, and stars, baby. But in poly, you're going to go, you're my sun, you're my moon, and you're my stars.
Right.
That's the difference. It's the ability to love multiple people at one time, and it involves rules and the level of trust that mono just can't handle. Well, all right, queen. Old man time. Let's these bunnies.
Thank everybody for tuning in. Thanks for the interaction and the questions. We appreciate it. I have no doubt in my mind we will be having a show like this again. Because certain shows y'all can't stay away from, but I get it. But
popular, man.
You got any announcements or anything before I wrap up?
Yeah, shout out to everybody on Miss Dope, Miss Zio Styles, Miss Nazia Adeyemi, who will be back within the next week or so, I believe. And shout out to Limited Edition for checking in. Shout out to Shapewear by Tashi, aka Everything Tashi. Everybody who reposted and all that, we love y'all. NAF, thank you. That's all I got for you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Protect that throat, y'all.